First of all, let me apologise unreservedly for what you're about to hear. Purple Comedy has standards, ladies and gentlemen. I admit, they're probably very low standards, but we do have them. And I'm bringing a couple of gentlemen, well, a couple of young men, onto the programme who have limbo danced underneath those standards. They produce a podcast called Rant and Dick, which even by the incredibly appalling standards of filth that you will find on the internet is shocking in the extreme. What follows in this show contains scenes of a graphic sexual nature. There is blasphemy. In fact, if it's possible to shock you at all, I would suggest you switch off now. To be honest, Rant and Dick, you know, it's their mothers I feel sorry for. Imagine bringing a child into the world and for it to go on the internet and produce such puerile filth. It must break their hearts. To get you used to the climate, I'm going to explain a little bit about a little incident I had with some skid marks in my underpants.
You're listening to Purple Comedy.
I had what can only be described, I suppose, as a religious experience recently. I'm not a religious person, although I did go to a school that was run by nuns, wonderful women, very kind to us boys. It was an unusual order, the Little Sisters of Perversion. There's always a soft spot in my heart for Sister Fellatio. What happened? I don't like talking about this really particularly. It's a little embarrassing, but I was putting my underwear in the laundry, as you do, and I noticed that staring out at me from the pile in one of the skid marks on my underpants was the face of Christ. I suppose you'd have to say he did look a little perplexed. Well, you would be if you'd just been farted into someone's underpants and you're the Son of God, you know? It's not what you expect. It's probably not what he expected at all. So I stood there looking at it, and you know, the more I looked, the more I realised that this is—it's not every day that you find an image of the Messiah in your underwear. So I took it round to my mate Graham. He was in the church. He was slung out for some minor misdemeanour. I think it was adultery or something. They didn't like that, so he took a look, and he said, "That's him, for sure." You know, we'll have to get onto this. He said, you can't ignore this. And so he said, what we'll have to do is we'll have to erect a shrine. We did, but we got some lights and a little hut, basically. You know, one of those cribs that you see. We borrowed it from the church, one of them little cribs that they use at Christmas time. But we took all the animals and the little figures of God and everything out of it. And we put my underpants in there with a little light. And I have to say, it looked a treat. And so, you know, we had busloads of tourists coming from Lourdes once they heard about the Messiah in the pants. You know, what he said was, Graham, he said, look, you do realise you may have to become a saint. Now, that was a bit of a shock to me, because I'm not a religious person, as I've said, you know. He said, well, this is clearly a miracle. But he said, we'll have to check it out. So what he did was, he went on to the website, www.howtobecomeasaint.com. I think that's the one that Mother Teresa used, you know. She's tells you how to behave. I mean, obviously Mother Teresa got the message, you know. She gave up the one night stands and the booze, and she's now almost there. So anyway, we checked that out, and there is I would note this down, because there is a hotline for the emergence of miraculous images. You see, you don't know when you're going to need it. I didn't expect to find it in my underpants, did I? You see, you could be quite innocently, you know, having your breakfast, toasting your bread, and then when it pops up, you look over at the toaster, and there, in the toaster, peering over the top, you can just see the eyes of Jesus watching you. The thing to do is to go to the helpline, because that tells you what to do, should there be a miraculous vision appear. So anyway, we were doing all right, you know, the shrine and everything and people coming. And of course, there was the merchandising. We had, what we did was we blew up the image of Christ from my underpants, and we put it on a t-shirt. Apparently, you see, the only other image of Christ they've got, the only other photograph, is the Turin Shroud. And they told me mine's miles better than that. Graham, you know, emailed the papacy, and they were interested. Apparently, it's quite rare. And so they sent a cardinal. Now, these cardinals, they're important blokes, these cardinals. He turns up, he's, you know, the dark glasses and the minders with him. And he says, let's have a look at the pants, you know. He says, well, you've done well here, boys. You know, you've done very well, he said. Nice shrine, everything set up right. You've got the merchandising sorted out. Very good. He said, but I'm sorry, you've made a very basic mistake. It's very easy to do. He looked at the underpants and he said, it's very easy to do, because what you've got here, he said, on these underpants, that's actually not Christ. That is, in fact, Charles Manson. Charles Manson, the serial killer. And you know what it's like? As soon as he said it, I could see it straight away. Big disappointment. He said, frankly, boys, if I was you, out with a Daz. So that's what we've done. And it turns out I'm not going to be a saint after all, which, to be honest, is a bit of a relief.
Putting the odd in podcast. Purple Comedy.
Oh, well, folks, you know that on Purple Comedy, I like to explore the internet and find out, you know, what's happening and what the most exciting things around are. And tonight we're plumbing the depths, I have to say. I've got with me in the studio here. I've got Rant and Dick, who have I think you'd have to say oozed onto the internet forum.
Splattered across the screen of the internet.
Spurted would perhaps be a better word. Yeah. You ejaculated onto the internet from your...
I pulled out my willy and I came all over the internet.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, my God. This is just pure filth, ladies and gentlemen. So let's introduce yourself. Who's Rant, first of all?
Right, I'm Rant. And, yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay. What a spiel.
Easy as that, yeah.
He's not the intelligent one on the outfit, is he?
We've both got the same odd numbers of chromosomes between us.
Oh, right.
We sort of equal ourselves out there.
No, I am the brains. Dick's the brains. I want to put that in big quotes in bold. Dick is definitely the brains.
But we're in my house, so...
You're in his house, okay.
So if he's too big for his boots, he'll get kicked down back to his hovel.
I've got a tape deck at home. I don't need this in a business. I'll just dictate that again.
You're about to dictate. Yeah, okay, fair enough. What got you into podcasting then?
Well, basically,
my idea.
it was actually my idea. We just used to sit around and make each other laugh, and we just thought we might as well put this string of abuse on the internet. And Dick worked out how to use a mouse. If it was like a remote control, you used to pick it up and just click on it idly at the screen. And we've sort of just been doing that.
No,
what's your take on that, Dick?
Well, seriously though, I was sitting around one day and we started off with a play on words, didn't it? You know, it was originally called the Rant and Dick Saturday Night Piss Takeaway.
No, all right, okay.
That was all, we did 14 of them. And the first one is an absolute mess. We didn't use, we were recording off a webcam Mac, pretty much, it was like the worst recording quality. And then, you know, we saw this old lady, she was in a bit of distress, so we stole her handbag.
Right.
And then bought this mic, so you know, the quality is getting a lot better now. And she's, you know, she's there, she loves the show, she supports it.
You've kept the elderly lady, have you?
Yeah. We've got a excluder at the moment. She's just pressed up against the bottom of the door.
I tell you, blue rinse hair, I tell you, the best draft excluder known to man.
Yeah.
Oh, I find it's very useful using the elderly as furniture. I do find that, yeah. They're very handy.
Well, we're getting scratched across our faces and we're sifting through the knicker drawers of our sort of far-off relatives now.
Oh, I see. So you're plumbing the depths of your own psyche. It's a sort of adolescent show, really, is it?
Well, we've both been, one of us is over 30 and the other one is like low 20s, but yeah, we both act like we're 13 year olds still.
And do you think most of your listeners are masturbating during the show then?
I like to think so. Definitely yeah. Definitely at the end.
I mean, I certainly am.
Oh, he's doing it again, isn't he?
Well, we're sitting here, we're both pulling our arrows. It's like the lightsaber fight in a Star Wars.
We're just one continuous circle the way we are at the moment. We're like Lego sets. We're both clicked into each other right now.
What, no gender?
We're in hair. Yes.
This stuff hasn't been on the stage live yet, has it, no?
We're just sort of talking about that at the moment. I mean, I'm to be absolutely honest with this, Dick had done a little bit of stand up, but there, I mean, we've identified a market for this sort of stuff inside prisons.
Indeed. It's anywhere people. Well, I think people would have to be locked up afterwards for it, personally.
Yeah.
No, we people, but radio, I think, was what we were.
I don't think there's any radio that would really let us on. I don't think there's any comedy hour where we stay. Would be able to be heard by anyone.
Well, there's got to be a time when everybody's asleep.
I think the only way we can really get round this is if we stand on the street corner with a microphone.
What I'll do is I'll put that link on the front of the site. And
Thank you very much.
You can keep it in your favourites along with all the other porn that you've got.
Certainly, if there's any women listeners and they enjoy the podcast, I'll send them a sample of my body fluids and they can grow their own dick. That's the best I can offer.
And to paint a picture for all the listeners, Dick kind of looks like, you know, Jabba but with a beard.
And for Rand, I don't know if anyone's seen Deliverance, but if you flick between the scene with the young inbred boy playing the guitar and the guy on all fours, the guy behind him, that's Rand.
Right.
They're all my parents, actually. In a nutshell.
That's in a nutshell. Okay. Right, well, you're obviously having a lot of fun with the shows, and that's the important thing, isn't it, really?
It's all fake.
It's all fake. You hate each other, really, do you?
Yeah, I'm pretty depressed at the moment. I'd probably go home tonight and self-harm.
just as well we're on radio.
We're going to bang out the podcast in Morse code, using this, but there's only a very limited market for that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I better get them off before they cause any more filth
We're leaving.
They're offended. Thank Christ they're offended. Are you really
in Scotland?
I'm really in Scotland, yeah.
What's the time up there?
It's somewhere in the 14th century right now. Okay, guys. Okay, so it's the Rant and Dick show, and I'll put a link to it on the front of our website. So some very funny guys, and I think are going to be going a long way if they shut up, basically. Okay, well, thanks very much, and I'll see you again. Okay, guys.
What colour is it?
It's purple, sir.
Purple?
Yes, sir.
And it's comedy, you say?
Yes, sir.
Purple comedy?
Yes, sir.
Good God!
Sorry about that. Sorry. just fumigating the studio after Rant and Dick have been here. I guess I probably should do it. We've just had Valentine's Day, as you know. I'm very romantic. I bought my girlfriend a large gold ring for Valentine's Day. It's not because I love her. It's more for control. I had it put through her nose. I also noticed this week that apparently the BNP are now allowing black members, which I think is a major step forward. First of all, I thought probably not that many black people would actually be wanting to join the BNP. And then I thought, obviously, that's completely wrong. So what you do is the whole Notting Hill Carnival should conga down to the offices of the BNP and enrol. They could take the place over. They could put a Jamaican porn star in as president. They could change the name to the Big Knob Party. Imagine the fun they could have. Just a final comment on Purple before we go. Just to thank Viv G, Graham Mackey and John Purves for stepping up to the mark for the Terence Higgins Trust for a little gig that they had in Helensburgh, where the headline act failed to show. I'll be chasing down David O'Gorman, the Irish comedian. Yeah, he's avoiding me at the moment, but eventually I will get him for Purple. And also I'll be bringing in a future edition Our old friend Vladimir McTavish, he's written a book, good Lord. Anyway, I'll be bringing him along and he'll be talking about his book, The 50 Greatest Scots. So there you go. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I do apologise. And I know it's been a bit of a trauma, but there you go. And I'll put the links to all the podcasts and all the other crap that I've talked about on the front of the site. Bye-bye.